I'd like to let you know that tonight we've got a wonderful heart stream. It's from November 6th of 2022 from our beloved Mother Mary. And this is a very loving, loving heart stream. And she sings to us at the end. It's very, very sweet and very special. Our host tonight is going to be...
Recording in progress.
Our host tonight is going to be our own Lenore Harris, who lives in California. So I will pass the torch now to Lenore.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you and tell you that, as Barbara has said, tonight we're honored to hear from our beloved Mother Mary, who comes to comfort us and to bless us with the infinite light of God. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay tuned to find out what's happening in our community and how you could benefit. Ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you've had. Give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. Now, I will read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'd like to invite everyone to read the prayer with me that is on the invitation that you have received. If you'd like to get that out together. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to beloved Mother Mary, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love, and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now let us sing together Song 149, Trinity. And you should have received this in your email or snail mail. So as we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. Song 149.
Jesus, we love you. Mary, we love you.
Thank you, dear Lenore, for introducing things and getting us started tonight. And now we're going to have our heart stream from beloved Mother Mary. The title of this heart stream is Mother Mary Shares with Us Her Comforting Healing Heart and Sings a Melodic Alleluia.
In the morning light, I come unto you, my precious hearts, to shower you with many thousands of rose petals of healing grace from our Father, Mother God. As a blessing to your souls, as an offering from the Most High, on behalf of each of you, so that you may feel the sweetness of the presence, the blessedness of the angel ministrants who serve you light this day, and a certain anointing of your soul with spiritual fire in order to assist you on your path during this difficult time upon earth that you are witnessing and experiencing.
I am doing question number one. What is the blessing that Mother Mary brings to help us through these times of great change? And as she said, she brings us, showers us with rose petals of healing grace. Now, grace is the ability to deal with whatever comes our way in a harmonious manner. That is a tremendous gift. And there are so many crazy things happening in the world right now. This grace is beautiful and healing and will lift us up and bring us closer to the heart of God. So we thank Mother Mary most deeply for this wonderful gift of comfort, of sustenance, of grace. Just to open your mind to it, when you think of it sometime, go look up the word grace in the dictionary and see what it says. So, rose petals of healing grace. Now we're going on with the heart stream.
We know your struggles, the strains upon your being, what you have gone through, each one, while walking this path, the path of initiation, the path of oneness, the path back to the heart of God. And even as my son endured so much during those last hours of his passion, and what seems improbable for you to have to go through in a somewhat similar manner, and the sloughing off of the human and the acceptance of the divine fully within your being. Dearest ones, we are here to support you individually. We are here to nurture your being, your spirit, with light. And the love that we share for each of you is a tangible, real, palpable love that is an investment day after day of what God has prepared for each of you. As you rise in light to behold your presence, to behold the God within others and self, and to know with a certitude that at the end of this lifetime of mortality, and even in the secret recesses of your soul and the deepest regions of your heart, there God already is fully blossoming within you, and your immortal spark is what is real, what is divine, what is true about your life, your very being. When you understand this dynamic, this reality, this holy truth, it makes all that you have to experience within this Mayic world okay, because you know that it is not the permanent reality of the true state of being that you are meant to and will, as you choose, experience in your godhood, in your divine estate. And so I come again.
Now we are going to have a question answered. Why is it necessary as an initiate to go through difficult situations? And Geraldine will answer this. So press star 6, Geraldine.
Okay. Answer. As Jesus endured hardship and suffering during his crucifixion, we too as initiates must suffer as we slough off the human ego and make room for and fully accept the divine within. All initiates must bear the weight of their own cross of personal karma, as well as a portion of planetary karma. Our challenge is to use the blessing of the violet flame of mercy and forgiveness wisely, to mitigate our own suffering and the suffering of others, as well as to pray to Mother Mary and remember how much she loves us.
Thank you, Geraldine. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
To comfort you, to nurture you, to coax you higher, to aspire to that state of blessedness that will allow you to feel at peace with who you are, with solace within your soul and strength within your will to endure, to withstand the pressures of this day, this time, and to know that there is an end to human suffering, pain, loss, and a sense of selfhood outside of God. What does it take to be an immortal one, dearest ones? It requires the sense that you are enveloped in the light of God always, that this is your reality, and that nothing save this will sustain you and nurture you. When you are that light, when you are that beingness consciously, of course, all of heaven supports this dynamic, this self-realization. And you are raised again and again into that holy presence of God that surrounds you and sustains you, that glorifies you and enlivens and enriches your very soul now, superimposed by the oversoul of the I Am Light, who you are. In intimate moments of deep conversation and communion with God within, you realize who you are as a beloved of the divine, as a God, man, or woman already in embryo, now unfolding and evolving into the full-blown son or daughter, no longer adulterated by the flesh, sustained by the Spirit, most holy. You are reaching new nirvanic states of presence in your meditation practices, in your communion with the saints above, the ascended hosts, and the angels of light. And you are beginning to breach the bounds of mortality more and more, sustaining that graceful state, that blessedness, where you feed on the ministrations of my angel bands, where you are enlivened by the truths that proceed from the Word, the Christ, the Logos, whose wisdom is everywhere in space and beyond. And as the Holy Spirit graces your life with that all-encompassing love, it is the peace of that presence that provides all that you require, even during these hours, to support your soulful ascent and your full becoming of who you are in God.
We will now have the question answered. In what ways does Mother Mary coax us higher in the light? And our own Maria Ramirez will answer this question. Press star 6, Maria, and go ahead.
Well, Mother Mary calls us higher in the light by reminding us that we are divine beings. She wants us to know we have an immortal spark that is real, because that spark is God, the one true thing about our life, our very being. She calls us to know and understand this holy truth, because by understanding that, we should aspire to that higher state of blessedness. We have a peaceful life, and to know that we can endure and withstand the pressures of life today. Although we know this, we tend in our busy lives to forget and get caught up in fears, everyday stresses, etc. She wants us to know all these things we are going through are temporal. She, like all the masters, who have always reminded us time and time again of our divinity. They want us to be able to go through difficult cycles in life and be able to handle them with grace and joy. Because we live in God. We are a spark of God. We are who God is, our true divine and true self. Let's live our life in peace and joy, knowing that God have our backs. And nothing in this earthly life should scare us as we aspire to live in that light of God that always prevails. Like a little snippet of one of our prayers, he says, "Oh my God, I am thine. I am truly divine." So that's what I have to present today. And thank you for being here for me.
Thank you, Maria. That's very lovely. We appreciate you. Let's continue now with Mother Mary's heart stream.
Look now, dearest ones, at the image of Jesus, my Son, within this sanctuary. See in his eyes the desire of God to serve each and every one of you with his Christic light, with his holy love, with his caring attitude toward who you are, also as a Christ. When you can feel the love of my Son within every cell of your being, as I felt it, even within my womb and throughout his life, then, dearest ones, you will know that your own Christ awareness is flowering, even as it flowered within him, that your own Christic awareness is sustaining you day and night in the glory of God, blessing you and caressing you always with this holy state of care and compassion. Those who revere me, I always direct to my Son to pray to him for greater graces and blessings of the Spirit. For at the command of the Christ within my Son Jesus, there is the authority to transform worlds, to transform lives, to heal the brokenhearted, the maimed, the lame, and those who know not yet the God within the universe and within self. As Jesus is the living Christ, even today, sustaining the earth in the glorious Christic presence of his being and hallowing space with that great logoic light, so you too may assist him in this mission of planetary enlightenment, if you choose to be that light, that way, that truth, even as he proclaimed it to all who would listen. And as you are that light, that way, and that truth, each day in some conscious way, I will also be there to support your pathway, your sacred work, your sacrifices, your initiations, even during your joys and your sorrows, which, dearest ones, are often simply the other side of the same coin of life's experience in this domain. As your Mary, I pour out my heart unto each of you today to grace you with this sense of peace, brother sisterhood, and understanding. Even as I came to the three children at Fatima and to Bernadette at Lourdes, so I come to you this day, though in a different way, yet just as tangibly, if you can see or feel my presence in your midst, to envelop you in this grace and to heal all within you that you let go of and allow heaven to displace and replace with your true selfhood and the glory of your God presence. Oh, that many more would recognize this dispensation and of my coming, month after month, year after year, many times into your midst, to again assuage the pains, the sorrows, the anguish, the disturbances that you experience. Yet men's hearts and minds are not yet quite attuned to this way of my delivery during this time period. Yet, dearest ones, in future years and decades, I aver that many more will come to recognize this fount of light, just as valid as my other appearances to the elect, to the humble, to the cherished, simple people who are responsive and thereby blessed by the hallowed presence of angels and divine beings in their midst. Now the blessed Padre Pio also comes to each of you, exciting the five points within the crystal ray chakras of your being to illumine and to protect them ever and always during your lives. Some of you have experienced the vibration of healing even through your hands, and those who are sensitive will receive a new empowerment from this great master of light who experienced the marks, even as my son experienced the piercing within those five points of his being. And what is this toward, dearest ones, you may ask? Toward the nurturing of many more around the world as rays of light pour forth through and from you to heal others to whom you direct them through your prayers, your focus, and your caring spirit.
Now we're going to have question number 4. What are the 5 crystal ray chakras and how can we use them? And Donna Dregan is going to answer this question now. Press star 6, Donna. We don't hear you. Press it again. There. Okay, now you're on. We're not hearing you. Do you have your,
I'm sorry. Yeah, muted. Okay. Ariel and Alina, accelerate the action of the crystal rays for the clearance and spiritualization of the auras of disciples of the living word. Christiel and Selena, as step-down transformers of cosmic beingness, bring God's jeweled light energies from higher celestial worlds to mankind. Christiel and Christila, help widen the crystal cord between the Holy Christ Buddha Self and the soul and magnify the Christic or crystalline frequencies with the charismatic or charismatic light waves of their own beings. Soliel and Estrella, regulate and gradually increase the starry photonic currents that descend to us from our I Am and solar presence as we work with the crystal rays. Virtuel and Vistraya deliver previously unknown virtues, gifts, and accords of the spirit to those who qualify for them through heroic and sacrificial service to mankind over many lifetimes. And I will add something that Saint Germain gave us. He says, from October 22nd, 2009, he says, take a moment now to observe your hands. The five digits on each one represent the five crystal rays. We had a teaching a while back that each of our feet has a crystal ray chakra with five petals. The middle chakra of the five crystal ray chakras has 15 petals. Our hands have 25 petals. With five petals on each of the five digits, the fingers and the thumb. See if you can observe why this is and what each of these five petals for each of the digits represents in terms of your ability as a co-creator to manifest certain divine powers through the use of your hands. Thank you.
Wonderful. So in our hands and feet, and where is that fifth crystal ray chakra?
The heart?
It's in the secret chamber of our heart. So we have these wonderful, wonderful tools within our very bodies that we can use for our enlightenment, for our healing, and to do our own spiritual work to help this world and all other living beings. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Thank you, Donna. Now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
Yes, even unbeknownst to them, as you pray in silence, as you meditate in stillness, these cosmic rays from higher realms will burst forth in effulgent light to press within the earth answers to many dilemmas, even the coming plagues that some have planned to unleash upon humanity, similar to what you have experienced in these last few years, yet even more deadly, dearest ones. I, Mary, say this day, no more may those who do the works of evil have the authority to unleash these upon humanity in such great waves and numbers to crush the spirits and the beings of the innocents around the world. My son steps forth and proclaims, thus far and no farther, his hand raised in judgment of those, many of whom you know, who have been behind this great evil and darkness. And so, dearest...
Now we're going to have one final question. What does Mother Mary desire us to understand regarding the five crystal ray chakras? And Lenore is going to answer this one.
Well, I believe that what Mother Mary would like us to understand is that we have a lot of power if we use them, and we use them in alchemy with the masters, with her and Jesus and all the great beings of light, solar lords. She's talking about cosmic rays from higher realms bursting forth in effulgent light. And this we can see, visualize over and over again and meditate upon and see this coming through our crystal ray chakras. She's saying that we have this power and to use it. That's what I think that she wants us to understand.
Thank you, Lenore. I remember years ago a message from beloved Saint Germain, and he reminded us that because of this energy, everywhere we step, everywhere we walk, we can leave a blessing through the chakras in our feet. And everything we touch, everything we raise our hands toward, we can bless and send rays of light through our hands and feet everywhere we are. We don't even have to be there physically. We can project it, like if you have a photograph or a globe, you can send light energy any place. You know, wherever you can think of, you can send energy. So we have this tremendous blessing, this tremendous gift, where we can use these crystal ray energies to raise the earth and to bless all of life. Well, there's a little bit more left of the heart stream, so let's hear the end.
Ones, you see, even as we have stood to deliver the fire of heaven through dispensations of grace and miracles of light in the past century and before that, so I come again to release, through the virtue of my Son, this manifestation of light to counter all evil of hell and of Maya, before it can, in fact, manifest fully in the nefarious design set forth by the fallen Atlantean scientists re-embodied. Oh, precious ones, do I speak of mysterious things? Yes, and yet you know them. You know the truth. You are aware of all that is at stake now for the earth and her evolutions. Keep on keeping on. Aver what is real and deny the deniers of God and of truth everywhere. Be firm in your resolve. Pray without ceasing and render your highest offering to the earth and to humanity through what you proffer each day in your givingnesses, in your sacrifices for all spirits upon this planet Earth. I am with you always, and Jesus, my Son, through his Christic presence, also sustains you in that divine grace each hour. Alleluia.
This is the end of our heart stream now, and thank you for being with us tonight.